AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A real catfight in Cleveland at the NCAA Men's Tournament. The Kentucky Wildcats beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame 68-66 on two free throw shots in the final 6 seconds by Andrew Harrison. The Cats, undefeated at 38-0, head to the Final Four, where they'll join Wisconsin, who beat Arizona 85-78. Wisconsin forward Sam Decker says Badgers guard Bronson Koenig and other teammates were looking for him in the second half when he scored 20 of his 27 points.
We as a team were able to get them in a little bit of foul trouble, and that really helped. So that opened up the driving lines for myself. And then, Bronson got me for some good looks on the outside and really got my shots going. So all in all, it was just, a lot of confidence. And, I was put in the positions to hit some shots, and they were able to go down for me.
A decorated Boston police officer remains in a medically induced coma a night after he was shot in the face by a man with several gun convictions during a traffic stop. That man was shot to death by police. The chief of the Darby Township Police Department in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, says an off-duty officer from the Darby Borough Police Department was fatally shot at home.
We found the decedent in an upstairs bedroom with one gunshot wound to the chest. He was immediately rushed to Fitzgerald Mercy Hospital.
Leonard McDevitt says investigators are trying to find out what led to the fatal shooting. Seven people were injured, some critically, during an early morning spray of gunfire at a spring break party in the Florida Panhandle on Saturday. Police say an Alabama man was quickly apprehended and charged with attempted murder. This is AP Radio News. Some British Airways frequent flyer accounts have been hacked, but the airline says that most personal information is safe.
British Airways is not saying how many accounts were compromised, but said they have been locked down and can no longer be accessed. Officials say they are not aware of any access to personal information within the Executive Club accounts, including travel histories or credit card details. The breach apparently was the result of a third party using information obtained elsewhere on the internet. And this incident follows recent problems for hotel companies Hilton and Starwood, as well as United and American Airlines. I'm Nikki Mayo.
International Olympic Committee investigators have left Beijing after offering praise for the Chinese capital's bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics that, if successful, would make it the first city to hold both the Winter and Summer Games. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.